It's amazing how quickly time dissolves things.
And frightening to the mind itself that wants to hang to something permanent. Surely there must be something permanent that I can hang on to. No. And so that's why everybody lives in fear. Because deep down, everybody knows it's not going to last. It's not going to last. I'm looking for something that's going to last. That is, it's a sense of truly being, of being rooted in life, of being impermanence, a sense of permanency, of at home. I want to find home. I want to be at home. That people live their life, they're never feeling at home. I haven't arrived yet. Wait. And you can't in the world of form. It is not in the nature of the world of form to satisfy you if you're looking for yourself. That's why it's so frustrating, this world. And that's why you've all seen how when you finally find the ideal form that you thought would complete you, which might be a situation or person or place, it didn't quite live up to expectations. Something came in there that spoiled it all again. And that's how it is. It's every form is already being consumed. That's why a poet once compared time to a fire. And it's burning you up. And that's beautiful. To see how impermanent all the forms are in this life. To the little egoic entity, it is dreadful. Now, why is it liberating to see it? To see that the story of me will end, will finally become the dash between my date of birth and my date of death on my gravestone. It will become reduced to a 1-inch dash. And it mattered so much. It was so serious, my achievements, my successes, my failures, what people did to me and what I didn't achieve. And it was so important. And then the soap bubble pops, and sometimes very suddenly, and that's usually regarded as the most dreadful thing. But death is something very strange. What is death? A form dissolves. Where there was something, suddenly there's nothing. And it could be the death of a person, or it could be the death of something that was important to me. A thought form, something I had identified with as me. It could be a whole way in which I had interpreted the universe. I had sorted it all out in my mind. I knew exactly where things fitted in where. My little universe was, I had my philosophy of life. And suddenly, death comes and goes. But my explanations don't make sense anymore. And that's what death can do. It removes form, not only from out here, it can also remove form inside you as thought forms. That can be very painful. But it can also be an incredible spiritual opening into formlessness. Because what's left when a form dissolves, and this is why every death is sacred, whether it is the death of a person, or if you have even sat, some of you may have sat with an animal that died. and even death of plants.